Okay, Rabosa, I hope all is good. Good morning. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Nun Beis. If you remember yesterday, we left off, right, we had a discussion of Machlokes between Abaye and Rava, right, in the case where you have Kiddushin She'ein Misur in the Bia. You have Kiddushin that is not able to lead to Bia. Let's say, for example, he gave one Pruta to one of two women, and those women are sisters. We don't know which one you were Mekadesh, so you can't have Bia with either one of them, because one of them might be a Hosisha, which would be a sister of your wife, which is one of the Arayos. So you can't sleep with either one of them. So Abaye had said, that Havi Kiddushin, that is still a good Kiddushin, and therefore you require a get from both of them. And Rava said, there is low Havi Kiddushin, there is no Kiddushin whatsoever. So we tried to bring a bunch of proofs back and forth, one way or another. And we're here on Nun Aleph from Abaye, about five lines up with the Tashma. We have two more proofs today, and then finally we're going to, spoiler alert, Paskin like Abaye, and this is one of the Yalkagams, one of the six cases we Paskin like Abaye against Rava. So it says the Gemara here, five lines up, Tashma, bring your proof. Shneim shekitrush de'achayos, right, similar to the last case we had yesterday, right, two men, right, married two women, two sisters, rather. Zeh eno yodeh ezer kiddush, zeh eno yodeh ezer kiddush, and they're not sure, right, which one they were mekadish. So zeh notin shnei gitin, zeh notin shnei gitin, right, both of them need to give two gets, right, and sure enough, again, we see if you're giving gets, well, that seems to be that the condition was chal, even though it's not Masur and Labia. You cannot be with either one because we're not sure which sister you're Mekadesh. So Gemara says again, just like we answered yesterday, Hachinami Shehukru Ulubasof Nisarvu. No, the case is also where the Kiddushin was clear, it was obvious, they knew exactly who they were being Mekadesh, but then they got mixed up for somehow. And later on, that was the problem. So therefore, we're not dealing with a Kiddushin that was Lo Nimsum Labia. It was a proper, normal Kiddushin. It's just later on, there was no other suffix. And therefore, you can't have Bia with them. And that's our case. And the Gemara says, Dekanami, that makes a lot of sense in the Lashon of the Mishnah, as we had yesterday, Dekatani, because the Brisa says, Enu Yodea, right, Velo Katani, En Yodua. Right now, he says, right now, I don't know which one I was Mekadesh. Not that Enu Yodua, not that I didn't know at the time which one I was Mekadesh. So therefore, Shema Minon, we see whether that's, sure enough, that's exactly what the Pshat is in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Yahachim, I'm the Mimra. Well, if that's true, what's the Chiddush? Well, that's obvious. Right, again, obviously, if you have a subject that came on later and the condition was fine, so what's the problem? Says Seifa Tzrichalei. Really, we need the Seifa. This is as we had yesterday. We have a more complicated Yibum Mechalitza case, right, in the Seifa. And that's really the reason why we're teaching this whole Mishnah. Because what's the case? What happens if Mace Velazach Velazach? And let's say these brothers die, or these men rather, these different people, right, died, and they both have a brother. So both of them have to do Chalitza. You got to do chalitza to both of them, because again, one of them both of them might be your wives. You can't do yibum because it might be to two of these sisters, because that might be achos ziku kaso. Again, as we had yesterday, a derabanan that you're not allowed to have bia or marry the sister of the woman who you had ziku with. So if that woman was actually your yavam, fine, but it could be that the other one was the Yavama, but not your Yavama. It could be that the other one was your Yavama, then you're marrying Achosu Kazo, so you have to do Chalitza, right, to both of them. But if one of them had one brother, and one of them had two brothers, so the guy with one brother, Chalitza Shtayim, that's the same case, has to do Chalitza to both of them. Vashnayim, if you have the guy who had two brothers, Echad Chalitza Vechem Yabim, and like we said yesterday, one of them, the first does Chalitza, and then the second one can do Yibim. Because either way, right, if the first sister was the one that they actually had the Zika with, so then they did Chalitza, and they can marry the other one. And if the second one, right, is the one they had the Zika with, so then, great, so you're doing Yibum, right, to the girl that you had Zika with. And if they married them, if they went ahead and they married one of the sisters, so then that we don't take them out, because we had this issue of Achosu Kaso, as it did the Rabbanon, so we're not going to get rid of the marriage because of that. Right, the Gemara just points out again, as we said yesterday, you have to do, if the two brothers have to do Chalitza and then Yibum, because that, again, that's important. But you can't do yibum and then chalitza to kapava paga b'yavama l'shuk, because it could be that this is not your yavama. It could be that you're not, and then you're marrying, right, a yavama. right? Then you're marrying a yevama for someone else, right? And that's already nisa daraisa, right? You're not allowed to marry, right? And, or sleep with, right, a woman who is already shayach to another guy, right? If you know, if by through a zika, right? If she's someone else's yevama, okay? But that's not a proof for abai or rava. Tashma, bring another proof. The Tani Tavyomi, that was a guy. Tavyomi said, not a guy, a tremendous tzaddik. The Zecham Ishbanim Vel Zecham Ishbanim. It's a guy, two people are talking, one guy's got five kids, one five boys, one guy's got five girls. The Amar, and one of them, Achas Mibanim Zecham, Kadesh is the Achas Mibanai. Right, the guy says, let one of your daughters marry one of my sons. Now, again, this is just to be clear, right? The father can obviously marry off his daughter. The father cannot marry off his son. So Rashi just fills us in that the son made the father a shliach, right, to do this kiddushin. So kol achas v'achas, tzricha chamisha gitin, each one of them, right, requires five gets, right? Everybody's got to give a get. Right, all the girls need five gets, right, one from each of the sons. Meza echad lehem, if one of them, one of the brothers died, right, so kol achas v'achas, tzricha arba gitin v'chalitza mecha mehem, everybody needs four gets and a chalitza. But clearly, again, this is, again, not masura libia. This is a condition that is not going to end up with leading to bia. But yet we see that you have to give a get, you have to do chalitza. We see the kiddushin is shayach. And again, if you're going to answer the same way, like we've been answering, the case was where the kiddushin was clear, which brother was marrying which sister, and then they got mixed up later, that's not possible. You can't say that here, because what was this phrase? We said, ha'achas mibnosecha le'echa mibanai ketani. Right? The whole kiddushin was said, one of your sons should marry one of my daughters. So you can't say that it was clear, that's very unclear. So the Gemara says, tiyofta, the Rava tiyofta. This is against Rava, right, who says that a kiddushin misurim labia, lo have a kiddushin. That if the can't lead the bia, it's not going to be a good kiddushin. Clearly we see that it is a good kiddushin, and sure enough, right, v'ilchus ha-kavasi da'bai v'yalkigam, v'alachas la'gabai v'yalkigam. In these six cases, this is the what's called the kuf one, the kagam kiddushin shelo nimsuru labia. Rashi and Tosas over here have a slight argument as to what the other cases are, so we'll leave that. We're not going to go through all through those, but you can check it out. Rashi over here and Rashi and Tosas right across. Okay, fine, Beseder, but that's one of the six cases where we pass on like Abaye versus Rava. Ma'isa b'chamesh nashim, again, if you remember back in the Mishnah, we said this is the whole story of a guy who was married and went up to five women and he took a basket of fruit, a basket of figs, and it was theirs, but it was Shemitah, so he acquired it, whatever. Ma'isa, remember that whole story? So Rav is going to learn four halachos from that story. First of all, Rav says, Shema minami nasnis in arba, right? We've learned four halachos from our Mishnah, v'nukit Rav b'yadei plus, and Rav only paskined like three of them. What are the four cases? So Shema minah, where we learned that, amakash v'per shviyas mekudeshes, right? If you take per shviyas, right, that's technically hefker, right? You can use that for kiddushin. And again, again, he can acquire that the pair of shvius, right, and then use it for kiddushin. Again, that lechora. Again, that. Sorry. Right, if you look at Rashi, right, what's a Havimina? Right, again, pairs of Shemitah is Hefker. Right, so Rashi says, if you look at the slide over to Rashi, Makadish prepares of Shvias Mikudeshes, Velor Mina. We don't say, Lav Mamona, the Zochabe Ninu. Right, we don't say that it's not his. Right, that Ella, rather, came to Zochabahem, since we say that he was Zocha to these fruit, he called Mamona. We say that Lachol Dover, that it is fully, fully his. Right, fully, fully his. Or Inami got Rashi gives another shot. That we don't say that the pears or shvias are hefker just to eat. Right? We could say you could have argued that the pears of shmita are hefker, but that's just for consumption, not for to becoming your property. It's not necessarily able to go around to all the shmita fruit and just say, you know, hoard all this fruit and then acquire it for anything you want. Squash Malan, apparently that does work, that you are able to use it as your own, as if it's your own money, and you can use it for whatever you see fit. Shema Minah, number two, back in the Gemara, Kitcha Begezel Enem Kadeshes, if you marry something that is stolen, if you use something that is stolen to marry somebody, that does not work. Afila Begezel Dida, even if it's her own items. Because the Mishnah had said, right, that they were hers, but they were Shemitah. It was Shemitah. It was theirs. It belonged to the women, but it was Shemitah's. Therefore, it was Hefker. Imply that if it wasn't, right? That if it wasn't Shemitah, it would not work, right? Even if it was hers. Mimai, how do you know that? From sorry, I just jumped the gun. Midiktani shalahem ha'isav shal shviyas ha'isav. The figs, the basket originally belonged to the women, but it was also Shemitah. Time of the shviyas, right? But the only reason it belonged, it works, is because it was Shemitah. The hefker, right? Ava shar shani shavu alo. But if there's the rest of the years of the Shemitah cycle, right, so then it would not necessarily work. Ushma minah, third halacha, isha nasi shliach lechavruta, afilu makam shenasis la tzara, a woman can become a shliach, right, even in a scenario where they're going to be end up being co-wives, right, a woman can be a shliach, to be mekabel the kedushin, because remember, we said that one of the women can be mekabel the kedushin for all of them. And if you look at Rashi, afal pisha kol eilu isha kshira la ein hatzara nemenes, even though, right, what's the havamina? Because you might have thought that in a scenario where there's edus, right, by testimony, where normally a woman would be believed, right, a tsara, a co-wife, is not believed, so you might have thought that the shlichus is not, also does not work. Okay, that's a whole story in and of itself, but okay, you might have thought the shlichus does not work, but therefore, kamash malan, we see that the shlichus does work, even though they're going to become co-wives, they're going to become tzaras. If he dach mahi, what's the last halacha? Kiddushin shame b'shirin l'bia, right, the halacha, right, the Mishnah is saying that a kiddushin that is not given over to bia, right, because we have the case of the two achayos, right, that is also the fourth halacha. Ay, v'nechshavei, why don't we include that? So, as you might imagine, mishum de misafkele ike bai ike rava, because that was a machogas, a bai and rava, right? If you remember yesterday, right, they had two ways of learning the Mishnah. So Rav wasn't sure which way to go, right, even though we paskin like a bai, even at the end of the day, Rav wasn't sure which way to read the Mishnah, therefore he didn't include that in his list. Okay. Kisalag Rabbi Zeira, Amra, Lahashmaitza, Kameder, Biochanan, right? When Rabbi Zeira went to Eretz Yisrael, to Bavel, or to Kisalag, no, when he left, meaning so when he, therefore, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he went to Rabbi Yochanan, right? And he told this this halacha of Rav, which halacha was that? So he said, if the one that says kids shivagezel ain't no mikudeshes. So if you take, if you mikadesh something with something, a woman with something you stole, right, then it doesn't work. So I'm like, Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, Yama Rav, how could you, Rav, really hold like this? So he says, but what do you mean? Hula Omar, what do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan was so shocked by this halacha. That's how Rabbi Yochanan shita. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, gazov lo nisyeshu vaylim, shneim einam yicholim lahakdish. If you steal something and the Bailam does not have Yeish, right? This is a sugi we're going to get to, right? In the year of the Bavas, this year, we're going to do Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, but most of Bava Basra. Right? There's something called Yeish Bailam. If you steal something and the Bailam have Yeish, so it could be that this is very cutting it very simple, but the thief acquires it. But if there's no Yeish, right? So neither of them can be Makdish the item. That's always a litmus test for ownership. Not always, but you very often a litmus test for ownership. If the guy steals it, but the item, but the Bailam has not been Miyayish, so they can't be Makdish it. Because you need to have two things to be Makdish an item. It has to be yours, and it has to be in your Rishus. So neither of those true, right? Neither of those guys have either one. So again, so Rabbi Yochanan is saying that if someone steals something, right, he's not owner. He doesn't own it. It's in his rishos. It's in his property. Right, it's next to him, but he doesn't own it. So Rabbi Yochanan also, right, holds that if you steal something, you can't be mekadesh it because you have to be mekadesh a woman with something that you own. So the Gemara says, no. How could Kamar lay me Amar Rav Kavasi? But no, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan was asking. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan was saying, like, yeah, that's my shita. Does Rav hold a my shita? So now Mesve. Now we're going to ask Kasha on both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan's shita. If you be mekadesh a woman with anything you stole in any one of those ways, those are different ways of stealing something, right? O shechadav sela miyada, or if you grabbed a sela, a coin from her hand, vikinsha, not so romantic, but okay, and you were mekadesh with it, mekudesha, so that works. So apparently we see that it's pretty straightforward, that if you steal something, you can use it for kedushin. So Gemara says, no, hausam begedzel dida. No, that case is where you stole something from her, right? And when the woman accepts it, right, so she's apparently being mochel on the item that was stolen, and she's accepting the kiddushin. What do you mean? The second part of the braisa. How? What do you mean? The second thing that we just said, right? The second case was you stole it from her hand. You took a coin from her hand. They called the reisha begezel dalma askinan. Apparently, that implies that the first part of that braisa is when you're not stealing it from her, you're stealing it from other people. So Gemara says, no, prushi kamifarish. No, we're talking. Well, that part is explaining the first part. If you steal something, right, and try to be mekadesh, give it to a woman for kiddushin, ketar, what's the case? What, he grabbed it out of her hands and he used that for kiddushin. Therefore, we say that's mekudeshes. But one second, our Mishnah talks about when you stole right, the kiddushin, right, from the woman, and Rav said it's einu mekudeshes, right? And again, and the whole implication from our Mishnah was that if it wasn't by Shemitah, right, it would not work. And again, Rav holds that, you see, that kiddushin is no good if you steal it from the woman herself, right? So how can you tell me that the b'risa is a scenario where you steal from the woman herself and it is mekudeshes? It depends if they were in shidduchim or not. Right? In the case where they're in shidduchim, so then, okay, if he steals it from her hand and gives it to her, that works. But if they're not in shidduchim, so then no. Right? So then it's not shy. Now, again, then she just wanted her. The marriage is not shy. Right? Again, she just wanted her item back. Hayi etzadavka masya kara b'mishchla demaya. Woman who was washing in a pool of water, right? Asaru gavra chatav zuzi mechavre v'shodala. Guy grabbed some coins from somebody else, right, and threw it at her. Amar lo, and he said to her, mikudeshesli, right, marry me, right, with those coins. Asaru gavra the kamei de Rava. So the guy went to Rava, wanted to know if he was actually married to this woman. So Amar, he said, less the chash laharabi de Rabbi Shimon, damar stam gzeila yerish b'ilam havi. Right, he said, we don't hold a Rabbi Shimon who holds that by a random case of, right, by a standard case of gzeila, of theft, by the b'ilam, the owners, are miyayish, they give up hope of ever getting it back. So we don't assume that you acquired those coins, and therefore, right, there's no kiddushin. Hahu arisa de kadesh b'moza de shamchi. There's an arisa, an aris is a sharecropper, where basically he kind of works the field and he gets a portion of the field, and obviously the owner of the field gets the other part. So he grabbed some onions, right, and was mekadesh a woman with it. So also, meaning from that field. So also, he made the Rava, he went to Rava to find out if it was good. So Amar Lei, man achlach, right, he was mochel, right, those onions that you grant, right, again, you have to work it out with the guy who owns the field, right, those are not necessarily yours, therefore, right, it's not a good condition. And honey mealy bemoza, and that was only if you grabbed a handful of alkisha, but if it was like a bundle, meaning like the way the packaged onions, like you find in the store, right, apparently that was like a standard package of onions. If it was one of the packages, so then Matzi Amarle on a shakal kisha, the shakal at kisha and kisha ki kisha. Meaning I took a bundle, so that was mine, and you take a bundle, and that bundle is yours, and a bundle is a bundle. Meaning like just onions, no one inspects. I remember I had a professor in YU. It didn't teach me too much in computers, but he did teach me this one musser. He said that when he davened a minion, so Kosh Baruch Hu just grabs the bundle. It's like a davening is like a is like an onion. It's like grabbing onions. Kosh Baruch Hu, I'm not sure how good the mashal is, but I never forgot it. Right? Apparently, it was pretty good. Right? He said, davening is like an onion. Right? We don't daven so good. Right? It doesn't smell so good. But when you daven a minion, Kosh Baruch Hu just grabs a bundle of onions. When you daven by yourself, so it's an onion. You peel it back, you see the layers, right? You smell it. Okay, whatever. But so this guy's saying over here, I don't know, I just jar my memory. Anyway, so this guy's just saying over here, okay, I took a bundle, you take a bundle, meaning all the portions are even, and he could say that lechora that was mine, and that he was mekadesh the woman. Ahu sarsia de kadesh befruma de shechra. There was a guy making dates. A guy making beer from dates. That's how they used to make beer back in the day. So they used to make beer from dates. So the guy was making beer, and he's mekadesh, right, with a woman with the, meaning that the, with the kind of the dregs, the last bit of dates or date beer, the mekadesh a woman with that. So also Mari the Shukra, he went to the guy who the guy who owned the beer, and Ashkari, and found out what happened. And Amar Lei said to him, "Amai lo tesev meha charifa? Why didn't you give her from the actual beer? Right? Why didn't you give her from the good beer? Why didn't you give her like the leftovers?" So also the kamed Rava, they wanted to go to Rava and find out if that was actually a good kiddushin. Meaning, what did the guy who owned the beer say? And was he happy with the kiddushin? Right, and therefore, meaning he was mochel and he was maskim, and that was part of the guy's wages or whatever, and he gave him that beer for it, or was he being like sarcastic? So Amar, he said, "Lo amru kilcha etzel yafos elinian truma bilvad." This is a guy, he said, Rava said that this concept, this halacha concept of kilcha etzel yafos, is only shaykh to truma. What that phrase is, we're going to explain in a second, is basically that if a guy, the Gemara is going to explain what that means, and we'll see exactly what Rava said to him. Titania Vilan de Rabraisa, Ketzer Amru, Torim Shalomi Das, Trumaso Truma. And where does, when Chazal said that a person is Torim Shalomi Das, takes truma for without the guy knowing, if I go into your field and I take truma for you, right, that works. How do you know that? How do you know that? And you have no idea that I took truma. How do you know that that works? Right? If I go down to your field, someone got to your, right, I went down to your field and I took truma and you had no idea. If you are going to get upset and you'll be like, hey, that's, you're stealing my stuff, so then that's no truma. That's no good. But if the guy is not upset, right? If the guy is not, doesn't bother him, so then truma su truma. Then it works. How do we know if you, the owner of the field, cares about whether it, you know, whether it's stolen truma or not? How do we know what the guy who owns the field thinks? Let's say the guy came, right? Found out. So the guy's like, hey, look, I took your truma. And the owner of the field comes down, and Amar Lo, he says, Kilcha Itzel Yafos. You should have taken better stuff, right? You took my, I have three different types of produce. You took them, you should have, I have, you know, we'll see in a second. It depends on what the case is. But he says to him, you should have taken better stuff for the truma. So im nimtzu yafos mehem, if there is better stuff, like the guy has, you know, three types of produce, he took truma from the middle one, and he said he should have taken the better one, and he really does have better produce. So then truma or truma. Then we assume that he was serious, and then he was happy for the guy to take truma with no concern from Gezel. Vimlav, but the guy doesn't have better stuff. If that was the best stuff the guy had, and he said, why don't you take the better stuff? And he doesn't really have better stuff. So then ain't truma or truma. Then that's not good truma, because we assume, right, that the guy is being sarcastic. Meaning, like, you know, so he's being choshesh, right, for Gezel, meaning that he's not happy with the fact that the guy did it. How you buy them a locked him if the owners were gathering, right, their produce, right, and then were separating truma, they added more truma, excuse me, bengach truma or truma, regardless, right, either way. Right, the truma, but we assume that he's adding to the truma, right? And the truma that this other guy took, right, is legit truma. Aval hacha, but here, right, again, now that's only by truma. But hacha, but over here, we don't say that, oh, you should have given him better beer, means that he agrees, right? Because again, he took from the leftovers of the beer, so there definitely is better beer. So it says better beer, yeah. So Rava says that no, that we don't assume that he's saying that I'm fine with the fact that you took this beer and gave it to her. It could be, right, he was embarrassed. I mean, he's embarrassed to call a guy out on it. He doesn't really, really, really want him to take from the leftovers and give it to this girl. Right, he wasn't actually happy with it. Right, so it must be that there's anima kudeshes. I mean, we don't say kilcha etzel yafa. Yafos, right, it means that the guy is happy with it. We say that, no, he's trying to be as polite as possible, but really it's awkward and he really did not want this guy to take that part of the beer and mikadesh the woman. Okay, new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah like this. Hamakadosh b'chelko. Person takes his chelek. What chelek? So if we're going to see in a second. If you look at Rashi, shechelek imechav hakohanim. We're talking about a kohen who gets certain portions and gifts in the Beis HaMikdash. Meher Rebbe in the Beis HaMikdash. The kohen will get certain portions, right, of the korbanah. So let's say a guy takes, you know, the thigh of a sheep or whatever that he got, a part of his portion for working in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's mekadesh a woman with it. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, bein kadshei kadashim, bein kadshim kalim, ein mekadeshes. Regardless, right, of whether it is kadshei kadashim, not an ola, but what's it called? Whether a chatos, right, and others, right, or kadshim kalim, or let's say a shlomim, or whatever. So that so it is ino mikudeshes. But meiser sheni, let's say he took meiser sheni, and it was mikadesh a woman. Again, that has to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. That, again, that's not a kohen, that's a regular person. Anybody who has a field has to bring his produce or his fruit or whatever to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So beim shogim beim mezid lo kidesh div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says regardless of whether it was on purpose or not, so there's no kiddushin. That's Rabbi Meir shita. Again, well, we're not going to talk about all this today. But what you're looking for is trying to figure out whether this guy owns this property or not. Right? Does this guy own this stuff? Do we say what's called mamon gavoa? Is it considered to be the Kadosh Baruch Hu's money and he's just letting you have it? Let's say, for example, in the case of the korbanos, or is it mamon hedyot, as Rashi explains over here, and the Gemara is going to use those phrases, It, or belongs to everybody, right? Well, how do you hold of these items? So Meiser Sheni Rebbe Meir says, right, again, obviously clue yourself in, right? If he says it's Einam Kedushas, that means the produce does not belong to the guy who's doing the Kedushin. So Rebbe Meir says, regardless, by Meiser Sheni, regardless, you did it on purpose, not, so that's not Kedushin, it wasn't your stuff. Rebbe Yehuda, Omer Rebbe Yehuda says, B'shogig lo Kedesh, b'mezig Kedesh. If he did it, he didn't realize, right, so then, is not Kiddushin, but if he did it on purpose, right, so then it is Kiddushin. Rashi explains, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Meister Sheni is Mamon Hedyot. So there, if you did it on purpose, right, so then it's yours. If you didn't do it on purpose, it's not going to be Shayach. And we'll obviously have to get to figure out why is that, because if it really belongs to you, right, so then it should have been a good Kiddushin. Uva Hegdish, what about Hegdish? Again, Hegdish, not the first case where it was Kochim Kalim, right, that's Korbanos. Right, Hegdish is Bedek Abayis, is stuff that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So Bemezid, if you did it on purpose, so then Kiddush. But Shogeg, if you did it by accident, if you didn't really know, so then Lo Kiddush to Rebbe Meir. That's Rebbe Meir's Shita, that if he splits it that way. That B'mezid, it is a good Kiddush, and B'shogeg, it's not. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, the opposite. Rebbe Shogeg Kiddush, B'mezid Lo Kiddush. That if you did it without knowing, then it is good Kiddush, and if you did it on purpose, it's not good Kiddush. And we're going to talk about that Machlokes when we get to it. Okay. Neva Masnizin Delo Kerb Yosei Glili. Maybe this Mishnah, right, again, when the Mishnah said, again, the Korbanos Kochim Kalim, right, is not a good kiddushin, right? So maybe that's against Rabbi Yosei Glili. The Tanya is willing to raise umala mal b'Hashem. A person does a me'ila against Hashem. That's not talking about the iser of me'ila. That's a scenario where a guy has a pikadon, right, and he swears that he doesn't have it. Right, and then turns out that he does, so he has to pay a chomesh, he has to bring a korban, right, and the pasuk says, mal mal b'Hashem, he did a me'ila against Hashem, right, shehein mamono, right, and so, just kidding, right, l'rab was kachim kalim shehein mamono, right, so that comes to include, right, why does it say mal mal b'Hashem, right, he should have said mal mal, right, did some sort of, again, this is, so you have someone else's item, you denied owning or having this item, and then you it turns out that you were lying. So what does that have to do with the Kosh Baruch Hu? Right, why did you say Mala Mala Bashem? Why does the Pasuk say even mention Hashem at all? It's right, you did something wrong against your fellow. So Rabbi Yossi Glili holds the Rabbos Kachim Kalim Shema Mono of the Rabbi Yossi. So he said that includes, right, that teaches me that the Kachim Kalim, again, regular korbanos are considered to be mamon of the person who owns it, the person who gets to eat it, right? So the Kohen or the person, or the Bayi Shlomim, the person gets to eat some of the stuff, right? So that Rabbi Yossi Glili says that the Kachim Kalim belongs to the person who's eating it. That's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Kachim Kalim, right, cannot be used for Kiddushin, right? Apparently it does not belong to the person who's eating it, right? It's mamon gavoa, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kumar says, no, afilu tema Rabbi Yosef Glili. No, you can, so this Mishnah can even be a corner of Rabbi Yosef Glili, because ki kamar Rabbi Yosef Glili mechaim. Because Rabbi Yosef Glili only holds that when the animal is alive, right? Aval achar shchita, but after it's shechted, so then it doesn't, then it's not mamon bailim, it's not mamon hedyot, then it's mamon gavoa. Right? My time, why is that? Ki kazachu, right? Mishulchan gavoa kazachu. Because when the kohanim get their zocha for the chilek, in the animal, right? So then they get it from mishulchan gavoa, they get it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Deganami, and it makes a lot of sense, the loshan makes a lot of sense. You know, the Katani, because the Mishnah says, HaMekadosh Bechalko, right? If a person is Mekadosh in his Chalek, Ben Kochim Kadoshim, Ben Kochim Kalim, right? Whether it's both Kochim Kadoshim and Kochim Kalim, right? Lo Kiddush. Right, there's no kiddushin. Right, again, it's talking about what happened. It's talking about kochim kadoshim, but the chilek, right, the portion, right, that he's gotten after the animal has been shechted and sprinkled in the whole deal. So therefore, shmamina, right. So that it could be as we interpret it. Okay, we're going to stop here. Though it's a little bit early by the two dots. We have a story about. We'll stop here by the two dots. Just an easy stopping place. And we'll wish everybody a good night and a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this. Thank you.